For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. So loved talking to so many of you Friday night at our conference. Met quite a few new people. It was such a blast for us, and we hope you genuinely got encouraged and filled with some vital tools. Amen? I went through seven building things as we need to face the situations and challenges in this life head on. And I really brought up some things politically, meaning politically. Oh, brother. I brought up some things within our nation that I have seen go down in the last decade. And I brought up some things of Noah's day. I did some research and thought it was very interesting, the similarities. And then how are we to live now in the midst of it all and live victoriously and shine our light and leave a legacy of God? And there were things like this in the last decade, brothers and sisters. We began to hear phrases like politically correct. Oh, prayer, it's going to be taken out of the schools now. Oh, over in that state, no more Ten Commandments on the walls. This is the last decade. No nativity scenes are to be seen in certain areas. Textbooks containing our nation's history are currently being rewritten. Marriage is being redefined. Violence is on the increase. There are economic changes, especially in the last decade in our nation. There's such a thing called global warming. I don't know if it's real, but we're hearing about it. The disintegration of the family, my brethren. So all that made me go, you know what? Oh, mercy. There are answers, however. There are answers that God has given us. You know, our nation, this isn't the first decade that our nation's faced turmoil. Well, what did our forefathers know that helped them get through and keep plowing to build a godly nation or godly lives? You know what, my brothers and sisters? They never forgot their source. They didn't. That's how we see scriptures like Hebrews 1:3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. They knew that it was Jesus who upholds all things by his power. They did not forget their source. Have we? We must not do that. Ephesians 1:11, it's in Christ we find out who we are and what we're living for. We cannot forget our source even through these times of things like I just shared, disintegration of the family, economic changes, marriages being redefined. Our source is Christ. That will keep us on track. Well, I did a little research because the Bible talks about as in the days of Noah, so it will be when the Son of Man returns. Similarities I found are these. Travel. I didn't realize there were advances in Noah's day. Well, there are advances in our day in travel. People are taking flights to the moon just for fun. In Noah's day, there was an age of apostasy, denying the very existence of God. Well, you know, we see that today. Urbanization. The Tower of Babel was a mighty metropolis in Noah's day. Compare that to our day. People are leaving the country these days for city living. The era of polygamy was strong in Noah's day. Well, what do we see on the airwaves, the television airwaves today? The covenant of marriage was almost obsolete back in Noah's day. The age of science was strong in Noah's day. Today, we have cloning, we have abortions, as in the days of Noah. So are our days. Well, what are we supposed to do with that? And as I just said, man, first thing is we don't forget our source. The children of Israel forgot their source. You know how I know? They wanted to go back to Egypt. Well, we're not going back. We're going forward, aren't we, brothers and sisters? And I want you to spend the next 3 days with me. I'm going to give you 7 things to do as we go forward in our day. Because God's good. And he does have a plan. Ephesians 2:10. And it's a good plan. And he worked it out beforehand that we would walk in it. So join me for the next 3 days on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.